Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Thari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Thari. Sharanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Sharanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Natira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribara Thari Sharanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Sharanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnubad Purnaman Supari Braj Kachar Jashto Tadasat Shri Shimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Shami Raj Prabhupad Ki Jai Iskan Samstapa Kachar Jashila Prabhupad Ki Jai Adanta Koti Vaishnavrind Ki Jai Nama Achar Jashila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrind Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shama Kunuradha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Jamana Mai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 26. We have several verses to read, starting with 63.
Vanir vacha mukham bheje no datishtat tadavirat. Granina nasike vayur no datishtat tadavirat.
The god of fire entered his mouth, the mouth of the cosmic form, with the organ of speech, but the Virat Purusha could not be aroused. Then the god of wind entered his nostrils with the sense of smell, but still the Virat Purusha refused to be awakened.
Akshini chakshusha dityo no datishtat tadavirat shrotrena karnau cha disho no datishtat tadavirat.
The sun god entered the eyes of the Virat Purusha with the sense of sight, but still the Virat Purusha did not get up. Similarly, the predominating deities of the directions entered through his ears with the sense of hearing, but still he did not get up.
Tvacham romabhir oshadhyo no datishtat tadavirat retasa shishnamapastu no datishtat tadavirat.
The predominating deities of the skin, herbs, and seasoning plants entered the skin of the Virat Purusha with the hair of the body, but the cosmic being refused to get up even then. The god predominating over water entered his organ of generation with the faculty of procreation, but the Virat Purusha still would not rise.
Kudam rityur apanena no datishtat tadavirat hastavindro balenaiva balenaiva no datishtat tadavirat.
The god of death entered his anus with the organ of defecation, but the Virat Purusha could not be spurred to activity. The god Indra entered the hands with their power of grasping and dropping things, but the Virat Purusha would not get up even then.
Vishnur gatyaiva charanau no datishtat tadavirat nadir nadyo lohitena no datishtat tadavirat.
Lord Vishnu entered his feet with the faculty of locomotion, but the Virat Purusha refused to stand up even then. The rivers entered his blood vessels with the blood and the power of circulation, but still the cosmic being could not be made to stir. Commentators usually tell us that this Vishnu is not Bhagavan Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. He's one of the demigods. There's another Vishnu.
Kshutridvyam udaram sindhur no datishtat tadavirat hridayam manasa chandro no datishtat tadavirat.
The ocean entered his abdomen with hunger and thirst, but the cosmic being refused to rise even then. The moon god entered his heart with the mind, but the cosmic being would not be roused.
Budhya brahmapi hridayam no datishtat tadavirat rudro bhimatya hridayam no datishtat tadavirat.
Brahma also entered his heart with intelligence, but even then the cosmic being could not be prevailed upon to get up. Lord Rudra also entered his heart with the ego, but even then the cosmic being did not stir.
Chittena hridayam chaitya kshetragya pravishad yada virat tadaiva purusha salilad udatishtata.
However, when the inner controller, the deity presiding over consciousness, entered the heart with reason, at that very moment the cosmic being arose from the causal waters.
Yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayitam ojasa yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayitam ojasa yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayitam ojasa yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayitam ojasa yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayitam ojasa yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayatum ojasa.
Ladies.
Yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayatum ojasa yata prasuptam purusham pranendriya mano dhiyaha prabhavanti vina yena notapayatum ojasa yata
just as
prasuptam
sleeping
purusham,
a man.
Prana,
the vital air.
Indriya,
the senses for working and recording knowledge.
Manaha,
the mind.
Dhiyaha,
the intelligence.
Prabhavanti,
are able.
Vina,
without.
Yena,
whom?
The super soul.
Na,
not.
Utapayitum,
to arouse.
Ojasa,
by their own power.
When a man is sleeping, all his material assets, namely the vital energy, the senses for recording knowledge, the senses for working, the mind and the intelligence cannot arouse him. He can be aroused only when the super soul helps him. Purport. The explanation of Sankhya philosophy is described here in detail in the sense that the Virat Purusha, or the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the original source of all the various sense organs and their presiding deities. The relationship between the Virat Purusha and the presiding deities, or the living entities, is so intricate that simply by exercising the sense organs, which are related to their presiding deities, the Virat Purusha cannot be aroused. It is not possible to arouse the Virat Purusha or to link with the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead by material activities. Only by devotional service and detachment can one perform the process of linking with the Absolute. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Mandeham Sri Gura Sri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshadi Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshako Pitarubhyascha Kripasindho bhyayeva cha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We're continuing the discussion of the fundamental principles of material nature. The senses and their presiding deities have all entered into the universal form. According to the analysis of Srimad Bhagavatam, every sense has a presiding deity. And in order for the senses to work, we need three things. We need the sense, we need the controlling deity, and we need a sense object. For example, if you want to see something, or if you want to see, period, you need your eyes. Without your eyes, you're blind. So the sense of sight is required. And we need the sun also. Without the sun, we're blind. The sun has to shine, then our eyes can do something. And there has to be something to hear, to see also. Otherwise, there's no vision. For hearing also, the demigod of the controlling the sense of hearing has to be there. The ears have to be there, and the something to hear has to be there. Otherwise, there's no hearing takes place. So all of the senses work in this way. We're not independent in our sense activities. We're dependent on the objects of the senses, without which there's no sense experience. And we're dependent on the demigods who control every one of our senses. We're linked in to the system. Well, this is called adibhautik, adiatmik, and adidaivik manifestations. It's different from the adibhautik, adiatmik, and adidaivik miseries. Not so far off, though. So all of these senses and their deities have entered into the universal form. Still, the universal form is not spurred into action. But when the inner controller who presides over consciousness enters into the heart, then the Virat Purusha is aroused. Chittena Hridayam Chaitya Kshetragya Pravishat. This is explained in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The body is called the kshetra, or the field. And the living being, who's the knower or the owner of the body, is called kshetragya. And there's also a supreme kshetragya, Krishna, or the supersoul. Kshetragyam chapi mam viti sarvakshetreshu parta. The individual soul is present in his own body, or the body that he's inhabiting. And the supersoul is present in all the different bodies. That's the difference between the individual soul and the supersoul. We're the knower of just our own body. If you have a pain in your foot, I don't feel it. But Krishna is within the heart of everyone. Sarvasrik chaham hridi sannivishta matasmitir ganam apohanam cha. Oh, he's the controller of consciousness. He's the supreme knower of the field of activities. And when the presiding deity of consciousness and entered into the cosmic manifestation or the Virat Purusha, then things start to happen. This is explained in a different, from a different angle of vision elsewhere. We were discussing this yesterday, that in different parts of the Bhagavatam, things are described differently. That the Lord glances over the cosmic manifestation. And by that glance, the living entities are impregnated into material nature. Tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. The mother nature is the womb for the living beings, and the Lord, the personality of Godhead, is bija prada pita, the father who gives the seed in the form of the living beings. This we discussed yesterday, that there's a mother nature, and there are living beings, children, so there must be a father. So the father, the Lord, impregnates material nature by his glance, and that glance impregnates material nature with the seeds of the living entities or with consciousness. Then the cosmic manifestation is roused into action. Similar thing happens in pregnancy in this material world. The ingredients for the body of the child are supplied, especially by the mother, but the seed of the living entity is supplied by the father. The consciousness is carried from the father to the mother, and then the body develops. This is also explained in Third Canto, how the body develops day after day. So again, everything is possible by the presence of consciousness. And the business of the individual consciousness is to connect with the Supreme Consciousness. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. The individual living being is meant to use his senses in the service of the master of the senses. Of course, the cosmic manifestation is going on because of the activities of the living entities. Aparayam itas tvanyam prakritim vidhime param. Jivabhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. The material cosmic manifestation is counted in terms of 24 material elements. Sankhya means counting. Sankhya means counting. Sankhya purvaka nama gana natabhi kalabasa nikrito. The Goswamis were counting how many rounds they were chanting, how many dandavats they were doing. Sankhya. So Sankhya means counting. So the material nature is understood by counting off its elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether. This is also in 13th chapter. Let's see. Mahabhutanya hankaro buddhira vyaktameva cha indriyani dashaikam cha panchachendriya gochara. Mahabhutani, the Mahabhutas, pancha Mahabhutas: earth, water, fire, air, ether, five great elements. Then ahankar, false ego; buddhi, intelligence; avyakta, the total material nature; buddhi avyakta mevacha; indriyani dashaikam cha, five working senses, five knowledge gathering senses. The working senses are like the hands; they do things. They don't perceive anything, but they work. The hands, the legs, and so on. Stomach, rectum, genitals, tongue for speaking. So five working senses and five knowledge-gathering senses. The eyes don't do anything. A little bit, you give someone a dirty look, but basically the eyes are knowledge-gathering senses. The ears are knowledge gathered. Janmaisharya Shuta Sribhir, good birth, money, education, and so on. But to get all those things, you have to come back to this material world. And that's called pious. And that's what people are working for, the karmis. Not the people that we call karmis, but the actual karmis, the people who follow the Vedic system of sacrifices for elevation. That's what they're after. They want to come back in heaven. They want to take birth in the heavenly planets with beautiful bodies and all good fortune. But the result is, Gatagatam kama kama lapante. Coming and going. Sometimes heaven, then kshine punye marcha loka vishanti. Use up your pious credits and come back down. This is going on. So pious and impious, therefore, are both impious. We're not simply in favor of pious activities. And we're certainly not in favor of impious activities. We're in favor of devotional service. Dvaite bhadra bhadra gyan e mano dharma e balo e mande sabrahma. In the material world, this is good, this is bad, this is all nonsense. Good and bad, it's all bad. The so-called good in this material world is bad because it's the material world. A good house in Los Angeles. You have to be in Los Angeles. Forgive me if I say, what's so good about that? What's so good about being anywhere in this material world? A good home, good school, good family, good... But it's all bad. Because it's all a source of entanglement, all a source of repeated birth and death. Therefore, the devotee is not interested in the good or bad of this material world. He's interested in devotional service to Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Va, Jagadisha Kami. Mama Janmani Janmani Shre Bhavatad Bhaktir Haitaki Twin. What's good? Money is good. Fame and followers is good. Nice wife and good family. No, none of these things are good. Moksha is good. Liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't want any of it. Jana, Dana, Sundarim, Moksha. What do you want? Bhavatad Bhaktir Haituki Tvai. I just want to serve you. Yes, you want to serve me? What's your motive? What do you want to get? Haituki Bhakti. I don't want anything. Prahlad Maharaj, I'm not a merchant that I want to get something. It's not. I'm not approaching you for business. I'm your servant, that's all. Bhakti. Bhakti means out of love, that's all. It's my natural position to love you and serve you, so please engage me, that's all. All right. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions? Dravida Prabhu. One. Surya is the presiding demigod over vision. So what about his vision? He sees. Well, I haven't heard Prabhupada address that. But, you know, just like the treasurer, you know, he's in charge of allocating all the money to everyone. Without seeing the treasurer, you can't get any money. But presumably, he doesn't have a problem for getting money when he needs it. He's in charge of the treasury. So Surya shouldn't have a vision problem. He's in charge of the sun, so everything is there. Yes. Five factors of action. Yes. Senses, right, which are part of the body. So how do you count them twice? But this time they're distinguished. I haven't seen a further explanation of that, but karanam cha pratak vidha, the various kinds of senses, and adhishtana, the body. I don't have a further explanation for you. Bhanu Maharaj has recently published translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Maybe there's something there. You can look it up. In terms of what?
Faculty, you know, faculty of vision, faculty of hearing, which is actually experienced separately. But you can have a body that hears.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes it's analyzed that this, what we call the senses, are distinct from the organs of the senses. But that's, I don't know if that's the explanation here. I'd be a little hesitant to confirm that. Yes? Well, as you could say, well, that's the body is the working thing, and then there's the faculty, but we're speculating, which we don't do we? Something else, yes. A little loud, please. Yes. The eyes are asleep, so they're awakened and we see Krishna. That's also true, that actually all of our senses are sleeping until they're engaged in devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sanisha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami. Tasyam Jagrati Bhutani Sanasha Pashatomune. The transcendentalist sees that all these people who think they're awake in material life are sleeping because they're unaware of their spiritual life. And of course, the materialist thinks that the transcendentalist is sleeping because he's not awake to sense gratification.
So there's two points of view. But yes, without Krishna's help, we can't realize Krishna. There's a nice example in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dravida can make sure I have it right, that the other senses can't see the eyes. Am I right? That's the example. The other senses, there's so many senses in the body, the hands, the legs, the nose, the tongue, but none of them can see the eyes. So in the same way, our material senses can't see the personality of Godhead without the help of the personality of Godhead. Nothing happens without Krishna's seeing. Yes. It all depends on Krishna's mercy. Mm-hmm. Yamaraj was there. Yamaraj said this to the Yamadutas, and Yamaraj is a devotee. And then what? Yamadutas weren't aware of the existence of the Vishnu Dutas. Why didn't he? Why did he allow them to be in ignorance? Well, I'm not in the management down there. No, I don't really know. It's so that this pastime could take place. Yeah, there's an explanation for you. Yes?
How can we read in the Krishna book that sometimes demigods come in direct physical contact with Krishna and they don't become purified? Krishna is supposed to be pure. Even that story of Indra and Krishna fighting with the And Prabhupada answered, he said, because they don't desire to be pure.
Prabhupada was asked in Detroit that the demigods sometimes come in direct physical touch with Krishna. Why don't they recognize him as the personality of God? And why don't they become purified by that contact? Prabhupada said, because they don't desire to be purified. Sometimes, you know, sometimes also we have people who work for us and they don't, you know, we try, but they don't get it. You know, after so much time, they still don't get it. They don't understand what we're doing here. You know, they just come and perform whatever function it is that they're hired to do. And they don't, even although we try, you know, and lots of, for other people it works differently. They work for us for 6 months and then they say, I'm tired of working for you guys. I'm just going to join you. So that's a different thing. But sometimes, you know, people just, they're a little dull and they don't get it. So that happens. Something else. Yes. Who's the presiding deity for consciousness? Krishna. Sankarshan? Vasudev. Which? Vasudev. Vasudev, Krishna, is the presiding deity of consciousness. The other senses, they're presided over. Okay, you preside over this one, you preside over this one, you preside over this one. Consciousness, Krishna himself personally takes charge. Therefore, Krishna consciousness we have to get from Krishna. The demigods can't. Even demigod consciousness you have to get from Krishna. Someone wants to worship a demigod. We have all these people who say, why not Lord Shiva? Why not Durga? Why not Ganesh? And all Krishna says, okay, you can worship Ganesh, you can worship Durga, Shiva. How is that? I'll give you the intelligence. I'll make your faith strong. Seventh chapter or ninth chapter? Yo yo yam yam tanam paktam shradhayarchitam ichchati tasya tasya chalam shradham. Then? Tam eva vidadamyaham. When someone wants to worship such and such demigod, who gives him the faith to do that? The demigod can't do it. He's only in charge of what he's in charge of, but he's not in charge of consciousness. So when you want to worship Lord Shiva or Durga or whoever, then Krishna from within the heart says, all right, I'll make your faith strong and steady so that you can worship whoever you want. Mayaiva bhitam hitam. And I also will work from within the heart of the demigod and say, this nonsense rascal wants such and such thing, give it to him. So in the background of the whole business is Krishna. So the intelligent person thinks, why should I worship all these people in the middle? Why don't I just worship Krishna? Samahatma Sudurlava. Yes. Intelligent person, not so intelligent person, will think, why don't I go to Krishna directly? Why should I go through the spiritual master? Well, great, if you can get there. If you can get to Krishna directly, fine. You can't even get to George Bush directly, what to speak of Krishna. You need some introduction. You need somebody who says, this guy has something worthwhile, talk to him. And Krishna you're going to go to directly. Krishna himself. You go to Krishna through the spiritual master because Krishna says to do it. Even... Yes, if you go to Krishna within your heart, that you can do. And Krishna will then say, yes, this person is sincere. Let me guide him from outside also. If you're looking within your heart, that's good. And if you're a pure devotee, within your heart, you can directly experience the presence of Krishna. But the problem is that because our receptive mechanisms are defective, we don't get messages straight. So someone says, God told me to, you know, do this. Someone says, God told me to do that. God told me to wipe out 40,000 people. God told me to, you know, poison the cat. God told me to... Yeah, God's telling everybody all this wild stuff. Because they're like radios with interference. So they're getting, you know, so much... The signal-to-noise ratio is very low. So therefore, Krishna, by his mercy, comes externally as the spiritual master to give one clear direction. So that when you think, oh, God wants me to do this, the spiritual master is there to say, God doesn't want you to do that. Get back to work. Sadhu, guru, and shastra. Do we have time for more questions, or is God telling us to end here? Okay. Yes. Yes, God can speak directly. In Vaishnava Shastra also, God sometimes speaks directly. Now, who can stop him? He many times speaks directly.
Sometimes the instruction was like for Abraham to kill his son, so that doesn't sound like a very Vaishnava.
Well, that was a test. God told Abraham, kill your son. But presumably God knew what was going to happen and knew what it was about. You know, if Abraham refused, well, the son would be okay. And if Abraham said, all right, I'll do it, then God said, no, don't do it. So there was a no-risk proposition from God's side. It wasn't un-Vaishnav-like of God. I mean, it was un-Vaishnav-like. He wasn't a Vaishnav, he's Vishnu. Yeah, I mean, we've got it heavier. Of course, in the Bible, God tells them to do a few things like that too. But yeah, Krishna told Arjuna, kill your guru. But we should be careful before we think that we're being directly guided by God. Therefore, sadhu, guru, and shastra. Inspiration from God, confirmed by the spiritual master. There's a place in Bhagavad Gita, as it is, where it was the abridged edition, I think. Yes, it was. It says something to the effect that everything that the devotee does is perfect because it's guided by Krishna from within. And on the page proofs, Prabhupada inserted, and confirmed by the spiritual master. All right. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.